Support for KPLU comes from the Villages of Ocean Shores, a new community on the Washington coast for adults over 55. Presenting 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos for sale and rent, the Villages' large floor plans include fireplaces and decks. Located close to the beach, golf course, and casino, online at thevillagesofoceanshores.com.
Marion McPartland's musical portrait of Studs Terkel. Can't think of a more fitting tribute for a man who spent his life telling the stories of America. Thanks very much for being with us today for this special remembrance of Studs Terkel, featuring his 1991 appearance on Piano Jazz. Tune in next week. Marion will be back in this host chair with another fascinating artist from the world of jazz. I'm Scott Simon. Thanks for joining us.
Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Andrew Milano, mastering engineer Bill Sexton, executive producer Bill Hay. If you wish to contact us, our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. Piano Jazz is made possible by Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service, Department of the Interior. The original program was made possible by a grant from Exxon Corporation. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Keep it tuned, The Art of Jazz with your host Ken Wiley coming right up next.
Time to go cruising. Not in a car. KPLU's Jazz and Blues Cruises. Join us July 12th with award-winning trumpeter Thomas Marriott. Relax on a 2.5-hour cruise on Elliott Bay. Enjoy a lavish all-you-can-eat buffet while you feast your eyes on views from the Olympic Mountains to Mount Rainier. Entertain out-of-towners or just relax with other KPLU listeners. Thanks to Sound Transit for their support of this Northwest tradition. Reservations and information at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from
Kell's Irish Restaurant. Open daily for lunch and dinner, Kell's serves traditional Irish fare made with fresh local ingredients. Live music every evening. Information on reserving Kell's banquet rooms for weddings, wakes, or hoolies at kellsirish.com or 206-728-1916.
Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. The letter T continuing with Walter Foots Thomas, clarinetist, alto saxophonist, tenor saxophone, and sometimes baritone. For Joe Davis Records, his Jump Cats, meaning Emmett Berry, on trumpet, Thomas playing clarinet and alto, Ben Webster tenor, Clyde Hart on the piano, Oscar Pettiford bass, and Cozy Cole on the drums.
Thank you.
Right there, Jump Band. Walter Foots Thomas and his Jump Cats. Jump bands at this time in 1944 and a little bit before that and afterwards. For the dancers, I've talked about that a lot, how important the dancers are and were for this art form. Joe Davis Records, 1944, a couple of them, of Walter Foots Thomas and his Jump Cats. Blues on the Bayou by him and Jumpin' with Judy. Emmett Berry trumpet, and Thomas on clarinet, alto, and tenor. Ben Webster taking a nice solo on tenor on Blues on the Bayou. Clyde Hart at the piano. He was around a lot in those days in New York City. Oscar Pettiford bass, Cozy Cole on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. My pleasure to be with you on Sundays. This is 88.5. KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
KCTS 9. This Tuesday at 9 p.m., an encore performance of Frontline, Poisoned Waters, taking a closer look at the troubled waters of the Puget Sound. Tuesday at 9 p.m. on KCTS 9. More information at kcts9.org.
Now, Lucky Thompson and his tenor saxophone in 1945 in Los Angeles, his All-Stars for Apollo Records. This is a very important band, more so than just the beauty of what they do. It's that it was leading, it was foreshadowing what was going to be happening with the music, the changes, and what was going to happen with rhythm and blues and rock and roll. This is a band that was put together to back Dinah Washington and her wonderful singing. We will hear Wise Woman Blues, No Voot, No Boot, and My Lovin' Papa. Carl George, trumpet player, Jewel Grant, alto and clarinet, Lucky Thompson, tenor, leading the band. Gene Porter, baritone saxophone, Wilbert Barranco on piano, who had his own great big band down there. Milt Jackson, who was out in Los Angeles with Dizzy and Bird, playing his vibes. Charlie Mingus, from L.A., grew up there playing the bass. And Lee Young, Lester Young's brother, playing the drums. Lucky Thompson's band, his All-Stars, behind Dinah Washington.
Let me in your loving too. But if you ain't got what I want, there's nothing you can do. I swear I'll never sell it, and I will not give it away. If I can't get what I want, I'll sit on it the rest of my day. But he was lacking something, so I gave him up, you see. Every man not built to speak. I'm gonna sit right here on it till I find a man can give me what I need.
Right on, sweet daddy. Yes, just get your
Lucky Thompson All Stars, Lucky on his tenor saxophone, backing Dinah Washington. Los Angeles in the middle of the 40s for Opala Records. Opalo. Wise Woman Blues, No Voot, No Boot, and My Grievin' Papa. My Lovin' Papa. Could be grievin'. Carl George. Wonderful trumpet player. Jewel Grant and Gene Porter playing reed instruments and sustaining and backing. Alto and clarinet and baritone saxophone. Lucky on his tenor. Wilbur Branco on the piano. Milt Jackson vibes. Charlie Mingus bass. Lee Young on drums. Lucky Thompson. I'm going to be playing more of him as we go along. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this program is The Art of Jazz, and I'm working through the alphabet, having started September 2007, and in the T's now. McCoy Tyner with John Coltrane. This is a rare broadcast from Paris, probably 1960. Issued on Pablo Records, Norman Grand's last label, and thanks to him again. Cole Porter wrote it. It's called Every Time We Say Goodbye. Coltrane tenor and McCoy on piano. Steve Davis bass and Elvin Jones on the drums. concert, obviously, and a broadcast from Paris around 1960. Let's call it 1960. John Coltrane with McCoy Tyner at the piano, Steve Davis on bass, Elvin Jones drums, and Cole Porter's Every Time We Say Goodbye, a beauty. And as I said, through Pablo Records, I don't know if that was how that came out. They could have had, you know, some record along the way that I never knew about, but it was late arriving, many years after the concert. And it's fun to find those things. And thank goodness for the people that go to those and when it's not a broadcast, but have their little tape recorder hidden. There's lots of that stuff. McCoy Tyner. Right here, 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Eats, serving worldly comforts for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and happy hour. Coastal Kitchen, Capitol Hill's neighborhood fish house, is currently exploring the 4,000 miles of ocean sunsets that reflect the flavors of their Chilean menu. Kid-friendly and a full bar. Coastal Kitchen at seattle-eats.com.
Now McCoy Tyner's trio from 1962 for Impulse. If you're looking for the record is called Inception. McCoy piano, Art Davis on bass, Elvin Jones on the drums, and McCoy wrote this. It's called Blues for Gwen, and Gwen is his sister.
Thank you.
McCoy Tyner Trio, McCoy playing the piano, Art Davis bass, and Alvin Jones on drums. Blues for Gwen, as I said, Gwen is McCoy Tyner's sister. Impulse Records, 1962. And how wonderfully subdued all that was, and how beautifully, magically it just fit together. And Alvin's tapping is just incredible. Quite something. All right, back to Chicago in 1923 now for Paramount Records. Edna Taylor is going to sing for you. The cornetist is Tommy Ladnier. The pianist is Clarence Johnson. And the composition by Taylor is Good Man Blues. Chicago, Paramount Records, Edna Taylor singing Good Man Blues. She wrote that. Tommy Ladnier, cornet, a piano work of Clarence Johnson. Ladnier, if you like that sound that he was getting on his cornet, go hear what he sounded like with Fletcher Henderson's big band and his own band later on in the 30s. And chase that down for yourself. A lot of people have called me and said that they went and got something they'd never heard before, and now they're collecting it. And that's good for you. It's something for you, by you. And that's healthy, very healthy. My way of putting it, you don't need somebody else to substantiate you. Edna Taylor, 1923, Good Man Blues, on 88.5 KPLU NPR News. and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Bay Bank, with offices in Seattle on Westlake Avenue and downtown Bellevue on Northeast 8th. Bay Bank is based in Western Washington, serving local communities with customer-first banking for businesses and individuals. Details at bay-bank.com. Member FDIC.
Now to pianist Claude Thornhill. I brought the records that he made for Columbia, some of them, from 1947. When Gil Evans, who had been arranging for him, was doing more of it in the style of the new improvised art at that time, set in motion by Charlie Parker and Thelonious Monk and Dizzy Gillespie and others. Starting with Anthropology, this is a Charlie Parker composition based on Gershwin's I Got Rhythm. Thornhill's piano, you'll hear a trombonist by the name of Tack Tavorian. Mickey Folus plays the tenor sax. Lee Konitz, the alto saxophone. And you'll hear some guitar work by Barry Galbraith. Columbia Records, 1947, Claude Thornhill and his orchestra, an arrangement of Anthropology by Gil Evans. Claude Thornhill in an arrangement by Gil Evans of Anthropology. And those of you that like Gil Evans' work with Miles Davis can probably hear some beginning kinds of things going on there with what Evans does with the band. And hats off to Thornhill, I mean, for bringing the young Turks, as we say, in to see what they can do and the new part of the art. and happy to be there. That's here three in a row. Same band, same guys, same arranger. Robin's Nest, written by Illinois Jacquette and Sir Charles Thompson, who we will hear from later. Lover Man by Roger Ram Ramirez, a fine pianist in his own way. And Donna Lee, Charlie Parker and Miles Davis work on Back Home Again in Indiana.
Thank you.
Bard Thornhill and his orchestra and his piano, arrangements for the band by Gil Evans. We heard Robin's Nest, Loverman and Donna Lee. If you heard a clarinet, it was Danny Polo. If you heard a tenor sax, it was Mickey Follis. And the alto saxophonist was Lee Konitz. And Tack Devorian was doing trombone solos. And the very wonderful guitarist, Barry Galbraith. Braith, I should say. G-A-L-B-R-A-I-T-H. Claude Thornhill. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you. Juan Tizol, now T-I-Z-O-L, was with Ellington playing his valve trombone for many years, and he was with Harry James for a while and back with Ellington. Wrote some beautiful compositions, which Ellington did. I'm going to start with the Mills brothers, though. That's John Sr., the father, Herbert, Harry, and Donald. 1937 for Decca, they decided to do their version of Juan Tizol's Caravan. Brothers making all those sounds. When I first heard them when I was very young, I couldn't figure out which one was playing the trumpet or the clarinet or whatever. And nothing there except, well, the father, John Sr., is playing the guitar. Herbert, Harry, and Donald and John Sr. make all those wonderful sounds. Caravan, they did, by Juan Tizol. Now, the first rendition of Caravan for Variety Records, Barney Bigard and his Jazzipators. This is a small band out of Duke Ellington's band. 1937. 1936, Cootie Williams, trumpet, T. Zoll on valve trombone, Barney Bigard on clarinet, Harry Carney, baritone saxophone, Duke Ellington piano, Billy Taylor bass, Sonny Greer on the drums, and Juan Teasel's Caravan. They go fading out. Engineer had to do that. A lot of people do that later on, in effect, I guess. Barney Bigard and his clarinet and his jazzopaters, 1936 for Variety Records, and Juan Teasel's Caravan, Teasel soloing on valve trombone, Cootie Williams trumpet, Bigard clarinet, Harry Carney baritone saxophone, Duke Ellington piano, Billy Taylor bass, and Sonny Greer on the drums. Probably the first I look through my stuff, and I think this may be the first time that Teasels is actually heard. He joined the band about this time. This record was made in 1931 for Perfect Records. And it's an Ellington composition called I'm So In Love With You, and it's a chance for Chick Bullock to do a little singing. But Teasels out there, it's called the Georgia Syncopators. Now, what that means is that Ellington was working for some other company. And, you know, they didn't want anyone to know, like they wouldn't know, right? Teasel is first soloing, and then Bullock comes in and sings, and then Ellington's piano, Harry Carney, on his baritone saxophone. Juan Tiesel with the Georgia Syncopators, otherwise known as Duke Ellington and his orchestra, 1931. Tiesel with his valve trombone with the Georgia Syncopators, known also as Duke Ellington and his orchestra. Perfect Records, 1931, and an Ellington composition called I'm So In Love With You, sung for you by Chick Bullock. 1935, Tiesel wrote a composition for Ellington's band called Puerto Rican Chaos. Wonderful title. He was solo. Duke Ellington has the introduction. Rex Stewart on cornet and Cootie Williams on trumpet and Harry Carney on baritone saxophone get involved. And Tiesel ends it all for us. Puerto Rican Chaos, 1935 for Brunswick. Thank you. Duke Ellington and his orchestra and Juan Tiesel's composition for the orchestra, Puerto Rican Chaos, 1935 for Brunswick, and Mr. Tiesel giving us the melody throughout, and some work by Rex Stewart and Cootie Williams and Harry Carney. What a band. And that band held the artists together in long stretches of time so Ellington could work with them and know what they could do, what they liked to do. It's quite something, quite an artistic ensemble. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
SF Jazz, a San Francisco nonprofit presenter of artistic and education programs devoted to America's art form. With marquee events such as the San Francisco Jazz Festival, Spring Season, and the SF Jazz Collective, tickets, events, CDs, and more are at sfjazz.org.
Now, I'm going to bring in Nat Cole, the great singer and great pianist. Excuse me. This is the pollen time for me. Maybe you are a brother or a sister in the same bag. This time of year is, it's called Dodge the Scotch Broom. Oh, my goodness. I keep the Kleenex people in business. Nat Cole, Hollywood, 1956. He assembled a band. Juan Tiesel, bell trombone, Cole on piano and singing, John Collins guitar, Charlie Harris, string bass, Lee Young, Lester's brother, playing the drums. We will hear two, Lonely One and Blame It on My Youth.
A very quiet boy they call the lonely one. There's sorrow in his face and sadness in his eyes, and if you look into the heart within the lonely one, you'll find it's been deceived by broken vows and lies. Is it good to have pride with a longing to hide all your heartaches and fears? Is it wise to be cold and to struggle to hold back the tears? If you could only see the boy they call the lonely one, you'd know that since you're gone, the lonely one is me. Your heartaches and fears. Is it wise to be cold and to struggle to hold back the tears? If you could only see the boy they call the lonely one, you'd know that since you're gone, the lonely one is me. Since you're gone, the lonely one is me. I expected love when first we kissed. Blame it on my youth. If only just for you I did exist. Blame it on my youth. Everything, like a child at three, you meant more than everything all the world to me. If you were on my mind all night and day, blame it on my youth. If I forgot to eat and sleep and pray, blame it on my youth. If I cried a little bit when first I learned the truth, don't blame it on my heart, blame it on my youth. And pray, blame it on my youth. If I cried a little bit when first I learned the truth, don't blame it on my heart, blame it on my you.
Matt Cole singing for you and playing the piano, Juan Teasel, valve trombone, John Collins guitar, Charlie Harris, string bass, Lee Young on drums. Lonely One, written by Al Heller and Sid Ambro, and Blame It on My Youth, written in 1934 by Oscar Levant, with lyric by Eddie Heyman. Capitol Records, Juan Tiso with Nat Cole, and a beautiful record. Oh, let's see where I'm going to go. I get my notes straightened up. Yeah, let's go to Arthur Taylor, the great drummer. I brought along some Bud Powell, the trio with Paul Chambers on bass, Powell piano, Taylor on drums. 1958, Blue Note, Crossing the Channel, The Scene Changes, Down With It, and Dance Land, all of them by Bud Powell. Bud Powell Trio of 1958 for Blue Note Records. Powell on piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Art Taylor on the drums. Four compositions by Powell. Crossing the Channel, The Scene Changes, Down With It, and Danceland. Danceland. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News. And all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
BECU, a not-for-profit credit union that serves over 500,000 members with locations throughout Puget Sound. Anyone in Washington can join. More information is available by visiting BECU.org. BECU, it's more than just money.
And support for KPLU comes from
Comcast, reminding listeners that as of June 12th, all TV broadcast stations will go to digital format exclusively. Without a digital converter, digital TV or cable, viewers cannot get any signal. However, Comcast customers will not be impacted at all. Info at comcast.com/DTV.
Bobby Timmons playing the piano for you there in 1962 with Sam Jones, bass, and Roy McCurdy on drums. And Cole Porter's You'd Be So Nice to Come Home to, Riverside Records. Then 1963, also for Riverside, with Sam Jones and Connie Kay coming in to play drums. The Sit-In by Timmons and Born to Be Blue by Mel Torme. Bobby Timmons, 1962 and 63. On the job now with Cannonball Adderley Quintet. Bobby Timmons is on piano here. We'll hear two compositions by Timmons. The first live at the Jazz Workshop in San Francisco, 1960, and a little bit later in the recording studio. And the two compositions by Timmons deal with stereotypical mythology. What Timmons does so well here is he makes the incorrect correct and the correct incorrect, that kind of thing. The two compositions, Dis Here, and the second one, Dat Dare. Okay. Nat Adderley playing the cornet, Cannonball, his brother, playing the alto, leading the band, Timmons on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Louis Hayes on the drums.
So that's the name, Dis Here.
You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University.
Thank you.
Cannonball Adderley. Cannonball Adderley Quintet, 1960. For Riverside Records, two different places, one on the job at the Jazz Workshop in San Francisco, and then a little bit later in the recording studio. Bobby Timmons at the piano, and two compositions by him in order, Dis Here and Dat Dare. Nat Adderley, Cannonball's brother, playing the cornet, and Cannonball on the alto, Timmons piano, Sam Jones on bass, Louis Hayes on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Sorticulture, Everett's Garden Arts Festival, June 12th through 14th at Legion Park, showcasing rare plants and display gardens. Speakers include Marianne Benetti, Willie Galloway, and Marty Wingate. More online at enjoyeverett.org. Sorticulture, where art and nature are perfectly paired.
Now I'd like to bring in trombonist Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra for Victor Records in 1936. For a time in the mid-30s, Gene Traxler played the bass, and Dave Tough played the drums. Two letter T people, side by side. Many, many recordings with Dorsey at this time. Start off with You, Y-O-U, written by Harold Adamson and Walter Donaldson. It was for the film The Great Ziegfeld. And Edith Wright is going to sing it for you. You'll hear Dorsey's wonderful sound on his trombone, and the arrangements in this set or by the pianist Dick Jones. Tommy Dorsey, his trombone, his orchestra, and the composition You, sung for you by Edith Wright. And Gene Traxler and Dave Tuff there. They didn't solo, did they? But the rhythm section, piano and guitar and bass and drums, carry the band. They are the engine, some metaphor there from someone. I'm not sure who it was now. But it's true. And these two guys, whose last names begin with T, are right there, responsive. Same time, same band. Royal Garden Blues, written by Clarence Williams and Spencer Williams. A little background on this. The Royal Garden was a famous Chicago dance hall. I went looking for it. It's out on East 31st at Cottage Grove. I think it's a 7-Eleven or a parking lot, one of those. And there was a fire. Okay. And the Royal Garden Blues has to do with the fire, and it was terrible because hundreds and hundreds of people used to go there all the time to dance and listen. And it was rebuilt, and it was renamed the Lincoln Gardens, and in that building, Joe Oliver's Creole Jazz Band played with second cornetist Louis Armstrong, and the whole thing moved forward with a beauty of the art. Royal Garden Blues, followed by John Turner Layton's After You've Gone. Traxler playing the bass and Dave Tough playing the drums in Tommy Dorsey's orchestra in 1936 for Victor Records. Dorsey's trombone. If you heard a clarinet, it was Joe Dixon. Tenor saxophonist Bud Freeman. Fine arrangements by Dick Jones, the pianist in the band. Royal Garden Blues by Clarence Williams and Spencer Williams. And After You've Gone by John Turner Layton. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
KCTS 9. This Wednesday at 9 p.m., Neil Young's musical journey traced in his own words on American Masters. More information, including a complete list of music programming in June, is available at kcts9.org.
Well now, Sir Charles Thompson, pianist and composer. He's here in a band led by tenor saxophonist Illinois Jacquette for Apollo Records, 1947. Sir Charles and Illinois wrote Robin's Nest. I played it earlier. It's dedicated to a famous disc jockey in New York City who was on, well, his program was the list of the place on the dial, 1280. It was called the 1280 Club. And it was on WOV in New York. And so they wrote this called Robin's Nest because he played a lot of fine jazz music. Joe Newman here on trumpet, Jacquette tenor, Leo Parker, baritone saxophone, Sir Charles Thompson piano, Al Lucas string bass, Shadow Wilson on the drums. Thank you. imagine dancing to that? Well, they did. So you think you can dance. Get back to that time and go out and do that all night. Oh, my goodness. That was the Illinois Jacquette Sextet, 1947 for Apollo Records, with Sir Charles Thompson playing the piano, Joe Newman trumpet, Jacquette tenor, Leo Parker on baritone saxophone, Al Lucas string bass, Shadow Wilson drums. We heard Robin's Nest, written by Thompson and Jacquette, Diggin' the Count by Jacquette, meaning Basie, South Street Special, Jacquette, Music Hall Beat by Jacquette, and Basie's wonderful reference to a hotel in Harlem, Jumping at the Woodside. And that's something. And that's why jumping bands, you know, the dancers loved it. And there are a lot of pictures out there that you can get, movies, that show the dancers of that time on any particular given Friday or Saturday night, 2,000 of them. That's why it was called the Big Band era, because you had to be able to hear the band. They're there. It wasn't a duo. Apollo Records, 1947. All right, what do I have to do here? Oh, yes. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
SF Jazz, a San Francisco nonprofit presenter of artistic and education programs devoted to America's art form. With marquee events such as the San Francisco Jazz Festival, Spring Season, and the SF Jazz Collective, tickets, events, CDs, and more are at sfjazz.org.
Sir Charles Thompson again, and this time in the Vic Dickinson Septet, 1953 for Vanguard Records. Ruby Braff playing the trumpet, Dickinson trombone, Edmund Hall clarinet, Thompson piano, Steve Jordan guitar, Walter Page string bass, and Les Erskine on drums. We will hear Sir Charles at Home, written by Sir Charles Thompson, and Thomas Fats Waller's Keeping Out of Mischief Now.
Thank you.
Vic Dickinson, his trombone, and his septet, 1953 for Vanguard Records, with Sir Charles Thompson playing the piano, Ruby Braff, trumpet, Edmund Hall, clarinet, Steve Jordan, guitar, Walter Page on string bass, Les Erskine on drums, Sir Charles at Home, written by Thompson, and Keepin' Out of Mischief Now by Thomas Waller. Yeah, 1953, Vic Dickinson septet. I'd like to go to Hoshiel Thomas, her singing in Chicago, 1926 for OK Records. Her uncle, Hershel Thomas, is on piano. And a young man on coronet here, Louis Armstrong. Two of them by Thomas, Listen to Ma and Lonesome Hours.
Nothing wrong, you're always welcome in her home. She has good rules, I mean they sure are good rules, just like the Sioux. I know you know about them, you must always listen to your number two. tomorrow always keeps me blue.
Oshiel Thomas singing for you from Chicago, 1926 for OK Records, two that she wrote, Listen to Ma and Lonesome Hours. On cornet, Louis Armstrong, and on piano, her uncle, Herschel Thomas. Oshiel, 1926, OK Records. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
Thanks, Ken. Another great afternoon of jazz here on 88.5. I got All Blues coming up next, right after Stardate.
Stardate, June 7th. The full moon scoots across the sky tonight. It's known as the flower moon, rose moon, or strawberry moon. But another good name might be the short moon, because it's on display for less time than any other full moon of the year, only about 8 or 9 hours from most of the lower 48 states. Keep in mind that the full moon does just the opposite of what the sun does in our sky.
Since we're just a couple of weeks away from the summer solstice, these are the longest days of the year. So the sun remains above the horizon for a long time, 14 or 15 hours for most of the country. It also appears farthest north for the year, so it sails highest across the sky. But the moon does just the opposite. Since the days are long, the nights are short. As a result, the full moon is in view for only a few hours, and since the sun climbs high in the sky, the moon remains fairly low. It's still well above the horizon, but not as high as during the winter months when it sails overhead. Those at more southerly latitudes will see the most moonlight, around 9 hours. But those in Montana, Minnesota, or other northerly states will see the moon for less than 8 hours. And from Anchorage, Alaska, the moon will barely hang around long enough for a cup of coffee. It'll set less than 3 hours after it rises. The exact time of full moon, by the way, is 1:12 Central Daylight Time this afternoon. Tomorrow, rocketing into space. You can find the latest astronomy news and much more in Stardate magazine. Details are on the web at stardate.org.